There's a gift I want to share with you because it was shared with me. Yogi Bhajan shared the miracle mantra of Guru Ram Das, and it is truly amazing. It is easy to chant. It is smooth and beautiful. As you chant it, it opens your heart. As you chant it, it goes through every cell of your body and gives it vitality and radiance. As you chant this mantra, it's as if it opens doors and dimensions. It's like being in a small house all day and you feel kind of cramped in and you're not quite sure about yourself. And you open the windows and light floods in the house and a breeze comes in and everything is clear. This mantra clears your inner house, clears your heart. When we say miracles in life, we don't always mean something that is beyond imagination, but rather we release all the things that block our imagination. God is very kind. Just like when you create a seed to go into the earth, it's surrounded by all the nutrients that it needs in order to grow. When our soul comes onto this earth and we're seeded with a destiny and a purpose, we're also given all the connections, all the situations, and all the challenges that we need to reach fulfillment, to have the kind of happiness that only comes when we fulfill our concept as a human being. When you do Guru Guru Waheguru, Guru Ram Das Guru, in this miracle chant, it opens up your perception. You start realizing all the gifts that are constantly flowing to you. You don't use it to say, oh, please give me a gift. You use it to say, I want to realize all the gifts. This action gives you a kind of prosperity. It gives you the ability to fulfill yourself in every circumstance and situation in your life. I want to share with you a simple technique that lets you transform your life, your aura, your energy, everything that goes into your experience of your life and others' experience of you. This miracle mantra of Guru Ram Das is like a gem. It's something that was created by the Creator, kept deep within. Some prospector pierces through the earth, goes into that depth, and discovers it. When they bring it out, they remove all of the dirt and the surrounding circumstances until there's just the purity of the gem itself. And when they polish it and they look at it, they find that it can capture the entire sky and all the heavens. That gift of that gem is the Guru Ram Das mantra. And then some jeweler, a master jeweler, comes, takes this beautiful gem and puts it in a perfect setting so that you can wear it in your life, so that it holds itself with such grace and such beauty that everyone loves it and you like to wear it. Such a jeweler, such a master craftsman, was Yogi Bhajan, who gave us this mantra in a form that allows us to cultivate the miracle potential that's in every moment in our life. The way to do this mantra is to chant Guru Guru Waheguru Guru Ram Das Guru 5 times on one breath. As you do that, each repetition takes you through a different phase of manifestation. It's like going from the idea in your mind and manifesting it into action. When you chant Guru Guru Waheguru Guru Ram Das Guru 5 times, it creates a balance through each of the 5 elements. The 5 elements are like phases of manifestation. So if you want a thought to truly manifest beautifully into your life with all the resources that it needs for fulfillment, you take that thought and you hold it through each of these elemental phases. Guru Guru Waheguru Guru Ram Das Guru as a mantra has a very simple meaning. Guru is wisdom. Guru is that that transforms any kind of ignorance or block into light. Gu is darkness. Guru as a sound means light. Guru, from darkness to light. Guru, Guru, Vahe Guru. You start with a very personal wisdom, Guru. You expand that into experience, Guru, and you take that into the infinite, even beyond your personal conscious knowledge, Vahe Guru. Then as you travel into the realms of the infinite, beyond your personal projection, You start bringing that back in a cycle. Guru, the same wisdom, Ram Das, Ram, the infinite power, the manifesting power of God, Das, coming into your life in service, Guru, in guiding you with each step. Guru, Guru, Vahe Guru, Guru, Ram Das Guru, is a reflection cycle from your heart to the infinite, from the infinite to your heart. And it is that constant repetition, like a heartbeat, that relies on God, that creates the integration with your spirit, that awakens your soul, that brings into the normal activities of your day a power that's within you. We call it Kundalini. It just means the awareness of spirit within your life. When that spirit awakens, you start to see. You see the miracle of this moment, and you start to act and take the opportunity that God gives you with each moment. We now take that Guru Guru Vahe Guru Guru Ram Das Guru, when we chant it 5 times on a breath, and we repeat that 108 times. Those 108 times now take you on a tour of the universe and all its facets, all the elements that compose our experience in the universe, both outside and inside. Even the ancients were fascinated by this ratio, 108. The Greeks found that they could take a radius of the earth and take it all the way to the sun, 108 times. They'd say from the earth to the heavens, 108 steps. So as we go through 108 repetitions, we are completing every aspect in our life and taking the miracle so there is no break. There is never a corner of darkness. There is only a constant flow of light, of life, and of love. You can use this in a very powerful form. If you do 108 repetitions, you will feel fantastic. You will have opened the door of the heart. If you want to take that and go so deeply that even the karmas are cleared, that even what happens at this moment in your life can be surrounded by the angelic hands of God, repeat that 108 times 11 times. So that's 11 times 108. That takes a little bit of time. But as you learn how to do this, you enter into a meditative place that doesn't know time or space, because you become the master of your time and your space. You bring your heart, your energy, that light, that guidance into every moment and every place. You can chant this in any way. You can be sitting. You put your hands into a very simple, relaxed form. We call a mudra. Put the first fingertip on the thumb tip. Relax the hands on the knees. Keep your elbows relatively straight. Close your eyes. Bring your focus to the brow point where the eyebrows come together just above the nose. As you center yourself in that location and you begin to chant, a process takes place that's automatic. As you chant, the movement of your tongue dances on the palate, on the roof of the mouth, and the signals of that little dance are received by the hypothalamus, which is a part of your brain that receives senses from everywhere in your body. And it assesses what is going on, what is needed. You're giving a message, a code to the brain that says, allow the healing to begin. Allow the balance to proceed. Take all the impulses and thoughts and instincts that flood up from the old brain and bring them into a point of stillness. And in that very still, quiet place, you and your soul become present. You give the message to your mind and to your brain to allow your own spirit to be as real and more real than all the sensory impressions and all the pulls and tugs of life. In that subtle and divine place, a healing and a release can occur. When you start this practice, you may do it for only a few moments, 5 minutes, 11 minutes, 20 minutes. And as you do that, and time disappears, and energy begins to flow, and light begins to dominate the moment in your life, you'll find a simple ease to doing it, and you'll naturally be drawn to do it a bit longer. Try it for 108 times, about 18 minutes. And when you have time, try the second 108 and find that level of practice that takes you into the degree of miracle that you need today. Sometime when you want to truly create a profound, lasting effect on your whole life, eat lightly for 40 days, speak truthfully during those days, act with kindness to every person that you see and interact with, and begin a practice in the morning, ideally before the rise of the sun, when the whole world is waking up. And after you take a cold shower and you massage your body and you wake up, you do some exercise, some Kundalini yoga, sit down and begin this meditation with this CD and do 108 repetitions 11 times. It takes a little more than 3 hours. But in that time, you have a kind of rebirth. You have an awakening cell by cell through the trillions of cells in your body. And in the end, you're left with nothing but delight, openness, and a caliber to be able to express yourself in your full destiny and purpose as a human being on this planet. Live the truth. Deliver, elevate, and heal.